Chapter 2. 2011 and 2012, two very bad years. For most of our history, despite crises and difficulties, Congress, with its diverse and even conflicting viewpoints, has found a way to compromise and find the means of solving the major challenges facing our country. The rules of the House and Senate have required the two parties to come together through meticulous consideration and debate. But recently, and especially in 2011 and 2012, those rules were used to drive the two sides apart and therefore make problem-solving impossible. When the Constitution was written in 1787, James Madison and the other founders worked out a specific vision for each chamber of the legislative branch. The Senate and the House of Representatives would carry out the will of the people, but each chamber was carefully constructed with different forms that matched their functions. Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution created a House of Representatives designed to be, as Federalist No. 52 noted, a scheme of representation as a substitute for a meeting of the citizens in person. Madison regarded it as particularly essential that the House have an immediate dependence on and an intimate sympathy with the people. To have, as Federalist No. 55 noted, one body comprising a class of citizens that will sympathize most with the feelings of the mass of the people. They had a very different goal for the Senate and took a very different approach. The requirements of Article 1, Section 3 were deliberate. Equal representation, statewide appointment, changed by the 17th Amendment in 1913 to elections, 6-year terms, 9 years of citizenship, and at least 30 years of age.